Is this Craig B. Harold?
Oh, God, I hope not. I hate that guy.
Craig B. Harold, do you have any concert information, man?
Sure. What band?
I don't know. What's,
Any band will do.
How about, let's see,
Jazz band, rock band, metal band, boy band, girl band, brass band, marching band? Could be a group, a combo, a trio, a quartet, a quintet, sextet, septet, octet, chamber orchestra, symphony orchestra, maybe just the wind section?
I don't know, I'm trying to think.
Could be a solo artist, a crooner, a minstrel, a nightingale, a warbler, a serenaderer, a yodeler, a chanteuse?
I don't know. I don't know, man. Can't think.
No problem. Take your time. We're live. This blows my mind, and I hope it'll blow your mind, too. The song I'm about to play for you was written in 10 minutes on a $25 guitar in the passenger seat of a giant old Winnebago that this band was using to cross the country for one of their first tours. It's fitting, isn't it? Interstate Love Song, Stuntable Pilots, KLOS.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
How you doing? I'm a big fan of your show because of your intelligence. And I just wanted to compliment your show.
Wow, thank you.
And I did smoke a little bit of marijuana.
Oh, well, don't say that and then say, oh, by the way, I'm high.
Oh, come on now.
That negates the compliment. Oh, you stoners.
I'm just telling you. I think that you're very funny. You're very funny.
Oh, you're like 10 minutes away from finding your own hand funny. Yo, it's the Greg B. Harrell Show on KLOS. So we were talking before about how some of these great songs are written in such a short period of time. Okay, so this next song was written in 5 minutes when the lead singer of this band thought of the song idea whilst taking a bath. Hopped out of the bath, wrapped a towel around himself, grabbed a guitar, and this is what came out. Oh, Freddie Mercury, you genius!
Nah, not at all, bro. You got the coolest radio show.
I have the coolest radio show? Did you just make a verbal typo?
Well, I mean, I listen to the radio pretty much all damn day, and like, you know, when you're on, it's entertainment. That's what I gotta say. It's entertaining, the music's good, you're awesome, bro.
Yeah, I am awesome. I spelled the same thing in fridge magnets this morning.
There you go. One day at a time.
So you listen to my show every night?
Every night. Every night.
Whew. I don't even want to know what you'd see during an ink blot test.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you listening. Thank you for that.
You got it, Greg.
Oh, almost forgot my name there. That's a nice little bookend. Jimi Hendrix was a Corvette guy. Let's get that straight. He was such a Corvette guy that he bought his first Corvette when he didn't even have a driver's license. It was a nice 1969 blue Corvette. And he crashed it. So what does he do? Goes out immediately and buys another Corvette. Silver this time. Like I said, he's a Corvette guy.
Can I make a request? Hello?
Hi.
Can I make a request? What is that?
What is what?
The song thing.
Oh, yeah, we're celebrating Cinco de Mayo at the station, and we celebrate whenever anyone says the word of the day. Today it's request.
Okay.
Yeah, so what can I do for you?
Can I make a request? Hello?
Sorry, what did you need?
Can I make a demand?
A demand?
Like a song?
A demand, I don't understand.
Well, like a song, an order. Can I order a song to hear?
Yeah, we don't order songs, we play them.
Can I play a song?
No, I play them. We can't have people in the studio, it's too much.
I just want to request a song. Hello?
Yes, sorry, you were looking to make a...
a request. Stop.
Here's what a lot of people don't realize about how difficult it was for Pearl Jam to complete 10. At the time the band were recording songs that would become 10 in Seattle, Eddie Vedder was holding down a job at a pharmacy in San Diego. So he'd fly in for the weekend to Seattle, work on songs with the band all weekend long, and he'd have to be at the airport by 6 a.m. Monday morning so he could get back for a shift. Wow. From humble beginnings, Pearl Jam, Evenflo, KLOS. I'm Greg Beharrell, and I'm a bootleg guy. Yeah, I geek out on that stuff a little bit. My collection used to be massive. Like, I used to have tapes and tapes of live shows, even if the audio was terrible and you could hear someone in the background being like, woo, every 10 seconds, I'd still be like, gotta have the show, man. Gotta have the show. And I would always try to get every show that I ever attended. I was once at a Pearl Jam show. I was like, right in the front pit area, right? And then who's at the side of the stage? Bono. Yeah, it was super weird because everybody in the pit could see him and everybody's like whispering. They're like, that's Bono. That's Bono, right? It's got to be Bono, right? And then, sure enough, during the encore, he comes out on stage and plays a couple songs with Pearl Jam. It was a great show. You too, KLOS.
Can I request a song?
Yeah, of course. You know, I'll let you say it.
Okay.
So I need this in the following order. Your name, why you love listening, what you're currently doing, where you work, band you want to hear, when you first heard them, album that features the song you want to hear, and the song itself.
Okay. Am I supposed to say all of that?
I'm recording, so if you have any problems, we do have a safety word.
A what word?
A safety word. Just say it if you run into any problems. The safety word is pineapple.
Pineapple?
Exactly. And we're rolling.
I'm Michelle. I listen for my favorite bands, and what's after that? Hello? Pineapple?
Are you okay?
What were the other things?
Yeah, the other things? Your name, why you love listening, what you're currently doing, where you work, the band you want to hear, when you first heard them, album that features the song that you want to hear, and then the song itself.
Okay.
Okay, from the top.
I'm Michelle. I listen for my favorite bands. I... Pineapple.
Oh no, are you okay?
What is it after that?
Yeah, it's so simple. Just give me your name, why you love listening, what you're currently doing, where you work, the band you want to hear, when you first heard them, the album that features the song you want to hear, and then the song itself. Here we go, from the top.
Hi, I'm Michelle. I listen for my favorite bands. I'm at home. I work in sales. The bands... Pineapple.
Oh, God, are you okay?
What is the next thing after the work?
What are you asking? I don't understand.
After the work thing?
Yeah, I don't know what you're asking.
After I say the work part, then what is it?
Yeah, I don't. Pineapple.
What?
Greg Beharrell Show.
Can I request a song?
My tea's gone cold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window, and I can't see at all. And even if I could, it would all be great. But your picture on my wall, it reminds me that it's not so bad. It's not so bad, bad, bad.
Dear Slim, I wrote you, but you still ain't calling. I left my cell, my pager, and my home phone at the bottom. I sent you letters back in autumn, you must not have got them. There probably was a problem at the post office or something. Sometimes I scribble addresses too sloppy when I jot them. But anyway, what's been up, man? How's your daughter? My girlfriend's pregnant too, I'm about to be a father. If I have a daughter, guess what I'm gonna call her? I'm gonna name her Bonnie. I read about your Uncle Ronnie too, I'm sorry. I had a friend that himself over some didn't want him. I know you probably hear this every day, but I'm your biggest fan. I even got that underground you did with Scam. I got a room full of your posters and your pictures, man. I like that you did with Ruckus too, that was fat. Anyways, I hope you get this, man. Hit me back just to chat. Truly yours, your biggest fan. This is Stan.